Better Buildings for Humans is powered by Advanced Glazings, makers of the Solera line of products. Solera is the leading glass glazing made specifically for architectural daylighting and with extreme insulation performance. Learn more at advancedglazings.com.
All right. Welcome to this week's episode of Better Buildings for Humans. This is the podcast where we talk about the impact of the built environment on the human occupants, our health, our wellness, our happiness, our productivity. And of course, we have to talk a little bit about sustainability as well. Today, we've got a very, very special show. We have owners and owner and an architect on today's show. Let me introduce first Julian Pastor from Volvo and Bryce German from RH Carter. Julian, Bryce, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure to have you here. It's great to have you both here. Let's start by having you guys give us a little bit of a background, a little bit of information about your background and the work that you're doing now. Let's start with Bryce from RH Carter.
All right. Thanks, Joe. I graduated from Sheridan College, the Architectural Technology Program in 2017. And I started with RH Carter 3 months after that. So I've been there for about 7 years now, coming up on it. And I've been working with Julian on the Volvo program for the last 2 or 3 years to manage this program and build the different facilities across Canada, make sure they all meet the program standards set out by Sweden and implement our local solutions that that fit our market better.
Julian, how about you?
Yeah, so I've been with Volvo Canada about 6 years now. Graduated from the Automotive Business School in Canada, Automotive Business School of Canada, with a bachelor in automotive management. So I'm very much a car guy. Started about 10 years ago with Mitsubishi Motors on their dealer development team. And that's where I got a lot of exposure to the implementation of national facility image programs. So that's sort of where I dipped my toes into the water. And about 6 years ago, again, I joined Volvo Canada. So here my role primarily has to do with, again, the facility image program, as well as our electrification infrastructure strategy for all of our retailers, performance management of our retailers and the reward programs, as well as being our national representative for Volvo sustainability initiatives.
Oh, fantastic. So I should tell everybody before we start. So I, as you know, I'm sponsored by Advanced Glazings and the makers of Solera. So the new version of the design for Volvo's dealerships include a significant amount of Solera on the building envelope. And that's going to be a significant portion of today's conversation. So with that background, let's start with the basics. And Julian, can you please help our listeners to understand the VRSE program, including a little bit about its evolution, the goals of the program, and the sorts of activities the company is undertaking to achieve the goals of the program.
Right. So VRE, or Volvo Retail Experience, was actually launched back in 2013, I believe. And in short, it's a retail concept for dealerships that's inspired by Swedish culture, where we put our customers' needs into paramount focus. You know, since 2013, our program has taken an approach where it's, it's evolved steadily, implementing incremental improvements over time, with retail and retailer profitability and the environment at top of mind. This is in contrast, I think, to a lot of other OEMs image programs that tend to sort of reinvent the wheel every 5 to 10 years. So ours is special in that it's sort of every year we come out with, new updates to keep things fresh. But, by and large, the program has remained relatively stable since 2013. When we talk about VRSE, so adding in that sustainability element, it's essentially about holding the line with the current VRE program, keeping an overall, look and feel that's the same, but at the same time providing, careful revisions to help create smart, resilient sites, that are more profitable via lower energy costs. And, it can be planned as a full concept, but also in bits and pieces for retailers who are looking to make more sustainable choices if they're renovating or building an entirely new facility. So Some of those elements that we look to include in a VRSE site, of course, involve, you know, renewable energy on site wherever possible, permeable paving to help with stormwater management, and a general focus on a higher degree of biodiversity that you would typically see at a car dealership. Efficient ventilation and daylighting through the use of Solera as an example, as well as a package of unique, low-impact, sustainably manufactured furniture pieces that are provided from both our Canadian and Swedish suppliers. And then LEED certification wherever possible. We've finished 3 VRSE sites to date. 2 of them are LEED certified, which is great. The second one being LEED Silver. So that's the highest LEED certification we've ever achieved for Volvo Canada to date. So we're really proud of that. But really, Volvo Cars on the global level really has a laser focus when it comes to sustainability. We know that it goes beyond just building electric cars, because that in itself is not the silver bullet to solving the climate crisis. So, you know, in Canada, because we don't have manufacturing here, we really feel that our biggest impact to the climate can be through our retailer facilities. We have 37 across Canada. You know, that's personally where I'm the most focused on making improvements to our overall carbon footprint.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So this is a very comprehensive program. Bryce, is there anything you'd like to add from the architectural perspective?
I just think that this evolution into the sustainable design has been, it's been a fun process, because we've worked with Julian to develop solutions for our market. And that's just something like the Solera panel that was unique for us and has gone on to some great success. Like, I think it's been implemented wonderfully at 3 stores across Canada. And it's getting recognition, I think, globally as a viable solution for that sustainable design and creating a better retail experience. And I think it all goes hand in hand. I think this is a great representation of what Volvo strives to be. I think they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk, and it's kind of shown here with their building design.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the people at home, we will place some links on social media with images, because it's quite the extraordinary design when you see these new dealerships. So people really need to see it. We'll make sure that we have links with lots of photographs so people can experience this as well. Now, this podcast is about creating better buildings for humans. So let's for a little while focus on the human experience. Tell us about your goals. Let's start with Julian. Tell us about your goals with regards to employee and customer experience with the new showrooms that are being built in Canada.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's about providing a premium Scandinavian experience at the end of the day for both customers and employees. For customers, it's a facility that's easily navigated and one that can effectively communicate our brand story around luxury, safety, and sustainability through our choices and all of the materials and finishes that go into the store. So, I mean, if you've ever been to one of our Volvo locations, you'll notice a distinct translucent glass facade. And once you're inside, you know, your senses are sort of rewarded with a crisp showroom display of our latest products, as well as a generous customer lounge, what we call a living room at the core, with fresh coffee and snacks without the use of single-use plastics, and a mix of classic and contemporary Scandinavian furniture to kind of create a vivid and warm atmosphere at the core. This is then replicated in other areas of the store, like enclosed offices, when you sort of have the need for more private conversations, our new vehicle delivery pods, as well as within our service area, which typically features a large bay window right into the workshop, providing a high degree of transparency for customers to actually see their cars being worked on. For employees, it's about creating a comfortable environment that fosters a sense of well-being with lots of natural light and inspires productivity by having, you know, easy access to the right technology that they need to facilitate their role. And where we can, ensuring that all the non-customer facing areas are still reflective of our brand and that the investment has made, you know, has been made throughout the store, not just in those customer facing areas. One of the things that I've, you know, talking about Solera, that's made our store so much more comfortable and efficient is through the use of that glass, because, you know, typically showroom glazing used to call for was either just an acid etched glass or a alloy iron glass with a 3M film. And during the day, it can make the showroom extremely uncomfortable if you're sort of in a very, just depending on the direction that the store is facing, it could be very sunny and it could get very hot in there. So Solera has done a good job of keeping the temperature comfortable throughout the store as an example.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Bryce, did Julian miss anything in terms of elements in the showroom that you'd like to talk about?
No, I mean, I think he touched on everything pretty well, but I think part of this program and creating a building for humans, as you mentioned, is it's really that customer journey from when you walk in the front door to the showroom. You have a comfortable environment in the showroom. You have a more intimate, comfortable space in the customer lounge. And it's, you know, it's designed to make you feel like you're in a living room. That's what it's referred to. And the clean water coffee bar, it's made to reduce things like single-use plastics, make you feel comfortable and using natural elements like a porcelain mug, and there's fresh water accessible. Yeah. And then going beyond even the customer journey, the employees are part of it too. We've been to the new BRSC stores, and you know, they have nothing but great things to say in terms of the lighting and temperature. It's all consistent due to this new design, and a big part is the Solera glass that reduces that heat sink that gets created when you have the sun beating on it. It diffuses that light, reduces the heat. And in our most recent store in Laval, they've actually used the Solera panels throughout the shop as well. So the entire service department now gets a better, softer light to work in. So it's a better working conditions. And just the way that the Solera panels allow light to permeate deeper into the floor plate, it's really a top-notch facility and fantastic design for customers and employees.
Something that Bryce and I truly, truly love working on together. It's, you know, been a passion of mine over the last 5 years, seeing it evolve. And I love that it's very unique in the fact that, you know, again, going back to this concept of a living room, it's like, you know, you're walking into somebody's very well-designed home. And it's like, you know, and it's very reflective of my own taste, which I love, and just sort of, and it differentiates itself from a lot of other automotive manufacturers in the sense that, you know, a lot of other luxury OEMs, you know, they build, you know, great looking facilities. They're beautiful, but I mean, in some cases, they can be very cold, very austere, where Volvo sort of changes it up, where it's just very warm and welcoming. And again, like walking into somebody's home, which I love.
I'm really excited to see the one in Halifax. I think it's very close to completion. So I'll definitely pop up and see that. I really want to experience. I've seen lots of pictures, but I haven't been in. But what are people saying? You know, Richmond has been up for a while. Brossard and I guess Laval, Brossard and Laval are both up. What kind of feedback are you getting about, in general, about the facility? What are people saying about the feel of the interior? And what about curb appeal? Tell me what employees and customers are saying.
Well, I mean, certainly owners and employees have had nothing but good feedback. They love what we've done. I mean, particularly for a couple of them who are coming out of very dated facilities, like they've relocated and now they're sort of in a brand new space. It's sort of lifted the spirits of all their employees who are now sort of in this beautiful new store. The customers, it's sort of the same thing. While we don't have, you know, a specific question on facilities within our satisfaction surveys, we do see a lot of verbatims coming through, you know, where a customer says, you know, wow, I love the look of this new place. There's so much light, you know, coffee was great. I love, you know, sitting in the living room and waiting for my car. So we see that through their verbatims. We see that through the Google reviews, you know, how that translates into profitability in terms of, you know, customers potentially spending more, not really sure, but, you know, when you're spending more time in an environment that you feel comfortable in, then, you know, that's likely the end result.
What kind of feedback are you hearing, Bryce? Anything different?
No, it's all been positive. I think our first visit to Richmond in September, the general manager there just had nothing but positive things to say. He absolutely loved the new environment, and that was fantastic to hear. And when our Brassard store was completed and pictures were shared of the front facade for the exterior, it was just hearing the staff say, oh, it looks fantastic, you know, and it really does. It really does kind of stand out amongst all the other glass boxes that a lot of other facilities are. It's kind of has a unique look to it, something that maybe piques interest of customers. And certainly just performs well. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, one of the things that's unique about our stores, you know, particularly at nighttime, so in combination with that Solera glass, we've strategically placed lighting inside the inside perimeter of that glass to kind of give it a glowing lantern effect at nighttime. So that certainly, you know, it illuminates the entire glass facade, really pops. Certainly one of the more beautiful facility programs out there for sure.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of the night pictures. It looks absolutely amazing. And again, I'm going to make sure we share those because it really needs to be seen to fully understand the beauty of this new design. Let's talk about the concept of visible green. So some time ago, I interviewed Dr. Blaine Brownell, who's an architecture professor at the University of North Carolina, and he is definitely a world-leading thinker in the realm of innovation in materials specifically. During that interview, he talked about this idea of visible green, or in other words, like designing a building in such a way that the building itself celebrates its sustainability rather than, you know, trying to make it look like a traditional building that just happens to have green elements, right? So the design speaks to the sustainable components. Now, did you set out to design a building that celebrated its sustainable qualities? And if so, you know, tell us, again, let's talk a little bit about how it shows off, the building shows off those sustainable qualities.
Yeah, I mean, I think from the outset, sustainability, you know, given who Volvo is and our brand values, that's always been a part of our DNA. So again, since VRE's inception, I think that's always been something that's been top of mind. You see a lot of, you know, elements that, for example, the front entryway, when a customer walks in, that's totally lined in wood, as an example. You go into our lounge, you see a lot of upcycled fabrics, and this is all these are all things that are labeled. As an example, I think we have chairs that are, you know, manufactured from upcycled alpaca wool. So that's interesting. You know, for our sustainability, you know, efforts as part of the VRSE program, we've sort of taken it up a notch where we've created sort of like a little bit of a presentation, you know, so in the customer lounge, you have a TV that's, you know, running the news sort of 24 hours. But then sort of it'll kick in with this presentation that sort of gives the customers a little, you know, some quick facts about the facility that they're sitting in, some elements that we've incorporated that are sustainable, like these fabrics, like the fact that we don't use single use coffee pods or single use plastics at all, you know, the fact that the wood ceiling that they're sitting under is FSC certified, as another example. If the building is LEED certified, we'll tell them that story. And of course, if we've implemented renewable energy, we're going to call that out as well. Brassard actually did a great job of that, where they actually installed a solar powered carport. So right in front of the front entrance of the building, there is this structure with solar panels on the top of it that generate enough power to actually power an entire house for a year. And they use that to actually, you know, they have some level 2 chargers underneath, and they use that for vehicle charging. So that's like one way that we've sort of made that very visual in conjunction with like permeable paving, as an example. So permeable paving, as you know, sort of you can see sort of the elements where all of the greenery is coming through, and we're allowing that biodiversity to come through in what otherwise would be just a paved parking lot.
Okay. That's just fantastic. Bryce, is there anything you wanted to add there?
No, I just think I think Julian touched on pretty much everything we have, and I just think it's a fantastic example of showing off the green elements. I think from as soon as you drive on the site, they're visible from that permeable paving to that charging carport, and we're adding more biodiversity and perennial planting to help support, you know, pollination with bees and everything. So we're constantly looking to show off the brand values and kind of resonate with the clients that share that same value that Volvo does. And I think from start to finish in that customer journey, it's evident and it feels like they are doing it on purpose and they care. So it's just a, in that element, it's a great program to be a part of and implement at these facilities.
And I don't even think I mentioned the living green wall. So at Richmond, we have green wall on the side of the store. In Halifax, we're going to have a living green wall on the service side of the dealership. You know, we have retailers who are also sort of doing their own initiatives. You know, Bryce had mentioned the bees. We have a store in Winnipeg who actually has beehives on their roofs, on the roof that is taken care of over the summer months. And that's, of course, to help the honeybee population. And then all the honey that they make, they actually then sell back and use the proceeds to give back to the community. So, you know, whether or not it's the facility itself or, you know, things that they're doing at the retailer, I think it's sustainability, of course, is top of mind with everybody.
And it's the future. Yeah. I mean, there's a statement being made there on top of the sustainability that, you know, we are the future. Volvo's certainly been a leader in development, innovation in vehicles, and now you're leading in innovation in the retail environment as well. So makes a lot of sense, and it's really, really cool. Next question I'm going to ask is for Bryce. R.H. Carter has been designing car dealerships for a long time. I think I worked with your firm probably about 18 years ago on a couple of projects. So yep. I know you guys have been doing this for a while. How important is natural light in a showroom?
Oh, I think it's one of the top considerations when you're designing a showroom, and that's why you end up with so many just full glass facades in these programs, because you want to let as much natural light in, especially years ago when the color rendering index of lighting wasn't as great as it is now. LED lights have come a long way, and the lighting program is a big part of it. But you're never going to be able to replicate that natural light. So having a panel like the Solera panel on our facade that allows light to go deeper into the floor plate just gives you a better representation of the product, no matter where you are. You know, and in some showrooms, maybe you get you have the same color car, but they're further away from the front facade. They could look like different colors just because of the lighting that you're dealing with. One's under more artificial light, one's under more natural light. And I think that just can create a little bit of confusion and a little bit of uncertainty from the customer standpoint. Whereas when you have kind of nice natural light, you're representing the product in its truest form. And, you know, your customers are able to really understand what they're signing up for.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, maybe there might even be some buyer's remorse if the car in the showroom doesn't look the same as it looks in your driveway. So
yeah,
you definitely want to avoid that. Yeah. All right, let's talk money for a minute. Does the showroom design come with much of a premium? And do you anticipate some payback in energy savings if there is a premium? Julian, why don't you kick that one off?
I mean, certainly there's a premium when we talk about Solera glass versus a standard glass, of course. But I mean, now that we have this glass within the facilities, and we're adding on all these other sustainability initiatives that we're doing in conjunction with that, now we want to measure the efficiency of every store and, you know, make comparisons between these new facilities that we're coming out with, obviously, and then our facilities that we built maybe 5 to 7 years ago. So part of what we're doing this year is getting retailers to report on not only on their electricity usage, but also on a variety of other things that they do within their stores, and taking, you know, being able to drill down into those utility bills and seeing, you know, how much of a difference this has actually made in the bottom line for all of our retailers.
What about top line? You know, there's certainly been significant research on, you know, the correlation between natural light and retail sales. I mean, going back to the 90s with the Heshang Mahone study and lots of verification since that. Do you expect the top line payback as a result of having these new showrooms, you know, awash in soft natural light?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. You know, it kind of goes back to my comment earlier. Like, if you are in an environment that is beautiful and comfortable and welcoming, and of course, if you have, you know, the staff that give you that excellent experience on top of all of that, I think that sort of, you know, can drive a top line result as well, and sort of wanting to spend a longer time within that facility and not feeling like you're in a, you know, high pressure environment that is cold and unpleasant to be in. So I think just from that aspect, yes, it can absolutely drive the result we're looking for.
Right on. Bryce, is there anything you wanted to add in terms of payback with the many elements that have been added to this design?
I'd just say that you know, there is a premium kind of cost up front, but it's one of the conversations we have with the retailers that you're kind of ahead of the curve here. We see building envelope requirements from cities and municipalities becoming more and more stringent, and you know, we're getting ahead of that, and we're going to see a return here. I don't know, we're going to learn that over the next couple of years from our stores like Richmond and Laval, but it's just one of those things where if you can break it down and explain the benefits to the retailers across the country, you get people that really see the benefit of it, and it's fantastic when everyone's on the same page and we're building these buildings. LEED Silver is a fantastic achievement at Laval, and I'm excited to see kind of how that all comes out, because that's one of the biggest Volvo facilities in Canada as well.
Yeah, I think all of our retailers believe in sort of having a beautiful premium environment is absolutely necessary for a luxury car brand like Volvo. But, you know, when making those extra investments, like, say, renewable energy, that's where we, you know, tend to get into the nitty gritty and really show them, like, okay, you know, your return on investment is X. And then beyond that, it ends up, like, you know, sustainability at the end of the day, yes, while a little carrying a little bit more of the upfront cost, it's going to pay back in spades down the line.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. So this one's for Julian. Okay. Given what you've been learning with the new showrooms that are up and running, what advice would you share with other bricks and mortar retailers? It doesn't have to be other car dealerships, but just retailers in general. What would you share with them with regards to this visible green design?
Well, I think, you know, customers today, you know, are particularly eco-conscious. People care about sustainability. They care about the future, and I think they want to be associated with brands that reflect their own values. And certainly, you know, we know who the Volvo customer is. Again, you know, they're very focused on safety. We're a very family-oriented brand, and of course, sustainability comes along with that. And sort of showing that you care about, you know, the world around you beyond just, you know, selling and servicing vehicles, I think can really send a big message to the customers that are looking for, you know, in this case, a new car or trying to find somewhere to service their car. So that to me, I think, is the most important piece, is just aligning with people's values. And I think that's, you know, sustainability is very important to everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Bryce, is there anything you would share with, you know, the average bricks and mortar retailer? Any tips or tricks that you've picked up as a result of the work you've done with Volvo that would be sort of universal to other retailers?
Yeah, I just think clients and customers are more informed than ever. And I think you need to have something that stands out above the rest of the crowd. And I think we've done a great job here implementing a new program that creates a beautiful showroom inside and out. And I think when it's shown that we take that much care in the facility, I think that resonates with a customer to the point where they feel that that product is going to deliver on the same principles and same ideals. And I think that can be applied anywhere to any facility for any kind of retail.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
or any business, really. If you see the investment, you're confident in that brand and in that product.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I agree entirely. All right, this wasn't on the original set of questions, but I ask this question every single time in this podcast, and I'm gonna go with Bryce first, actually, on this one. Bryce, what makes a great building? And you can answer that from whatever perspective you'd like. What makes a great building?
I think just anything that piques your interest. You don't want it to ever stand out in a bad way, but you want to feel comfortable. You want to feel invited into the space. It can be inviting in different ways for different people, whether it's, just the materials, the lighting, the what product they may be selling, but there's always just something that piques your interest. And I think that changes with everyone. And I think uniqueness goes a long way for that. And again, not to, go back to it, but I think our building feels unique. Our Volvo dealerships feel unique. And I think that's kind of one of the reasons that I've enjoyed working on it, is we're putting something else out there that would draw me in. It feels just inviting, and like you want to peel back the layers and see what else is in there, and why it was designed this way, and what they have to offer.
Inviting is a great word. That's a great term. And it really, when I look at the images from these new dealerships, inviting is exactly the right word. It's the word that comes to mind for me, for sure. And Julian, I'll ask you the same question. What makes a great building?
You know what? This is funny, because it actually kind of ties back to sort of this idea that we have around VRE, and it's three words: attract, confirm, reward. And it actually ties in with your idea of being inviting. But you basically, you look at a building, it attracts you for whatever reason. In our case, it's because, our architecture is very unique. Confirm is, once you're there, is it easy to navigate? Are you in the right place? And then reward, you go inside, and then you're in sort of a welcoming, warm, delightful environment. So I think those are sort of the three things that make a building great.
Oh, fantastic. Okay. Before we go, is there anything that either of you would like to share, any sort of announcements, anything that you wanted to promote? You've got the opportunity now to do it. Let's start with Julian. Is there anything that you'd like to share, any sort of exciting news that the world should know about?
Particularly when it comes to facilities in the Volvo world, our store in Laval is now open. That is our LEED Silver facility. So I'd absolutely recommend that anyone who's in the area take a visit and sort of get to experience what we've been talking about over this podcast. And then, as you mentioned, Halifax will be our next one. So if you're on the East Coast, Bears Lake, that's going to be a great one there. So facility-wise, those are my announcements. Things to be aware of in the Volvo world.
Okay, fantastic. Bryce, how about you?
Yeah, just kind of the same thing. We have a store kind of coast to coast soon. Once Halifax is open, we have Richmond, we have Halifax, and then we have the Montreal area. So definitely go check it out. And if you have any questions or anything, feel free to reach out to us. And if you want more information about the design, but check them out, because they're definitely unique facilities.
Yeah, this year is going to be a really exciting one for Volvo. We have two new vehicles coming out this year: our large SUV, the EX90, which is a full electric seven seat SUV, as well as our EX30 on the other end of the spectrum, which is our new small EV. So both of them, we expect to see great numbers out of them, and just a lot of hype around the brand. So it's a very exciting time to be part of this.
All right. Thank you. Gentlemen, it has been an absolute pleasure. I can't thank you enough for being on the show. Before I say goodbye, I will say that if somebody wants to learn more about this program, you know, shoot me an email or send it to info@advancedglazings.com. We can send you images. I can connect you to Julian. It really is amazing when you see the images. Again, Julian, Bryce, thank you so much for being on the show.
Of course. Thanks so much, Joe. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Better Buildings for Humans. For more information on the world's best light diffusing and highly insulating glass glazing, please visit advancedglazings.com.